Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Have you ever thought, I'm not ready to hire yet? This episode might be the reason you've been spinning your wheels. So welcome to today's episode of Six Figure Business Mastery. I'm Jeannie Wilson, and I'm here with my business partner, Kirsten Graham. And we're going to have a great conversation today about a skill that's so important, but nobody talks about, and that's learning to hire before you feel ready. And it's so important. Kirsten, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever feels ready. What does feeling ready actually look like? Yeah, it's so funny because we've been outsourcing almost 17 years now. And I had a big team stateside with my other business. I don't know whether it's outsourcing overseas or hiring locally. I don't know what feeling ready looks like sometimes. But today we're going to tell you some of the things that we know are foundational to help you make that decision before you quote unquote feel ready. Because we all know as business owners, we have to take action often before we feel ready. So I think a lot of people delay hiring because they think they need to be successful. They have some place in their mind where they feel like they deserve or they earn help. Like I've worked hard enough. I've become this successful. Now I deserve help. And now I feel like I'm ready to quote unquote be a leader in my business.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and promising yourself you'll deal with it later, you're not broken. You're normal. Join us for a free live masterclass to learn a simpler way to bring clarity and relief. Visit lessmathmoremoney.com and we look forward to seeing you there.
But the minute you start your business, you are the leader. And if you have clients, they see you as the leader of your business. They have faith in you. They hired you. And it's the same with hiring, Jeannie. Don't you think that you jump in with both feet and you can learn a little bit as you go? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I was terrified to hire. I had never hired anyone before. And it's very daunting when you're thinking about that. How do I bring someone on? How do I find the right person? And then what do I do with them when I have them? So there's so many different factors to think about. And then what if they don't work out? I got to start all over again. All those crazy negatives that nag at you. And so you just put it off. I'll do it another day. But you're never going to grow a business if it's just you. Or I should say, you're never going to be able to take a vacation if it's just you.
Yeah, it is really hard to grow a business when it's just you. And one of the biggest challenges too is feeling like this is my baby, right? But the reality is it's your business. It's not your baby, it's your business. And as a business owner, we need to start thinking about, I can delegate tasks. I can hand off things that someone else can do. And people often say, I don't want to give up that control. Trust me, we're both control freaks. We're not giving up control. When you delegate, you're still in control of what gets done and how it gets done and ultimately when it gets done. And that's part of task management. So I would say the number one thing that people could work on to become ready, so to speak, is your systems and processes. When you hire someone, you want to document what you want them to do and you want to have clarity around that. Jeannie is brilliant at creating systems and processes. She's great at checklists. And that's one of the things that I think has helped us to be so successful is that working with our clients, we actually give them SOPs. We give them the standard operating procedure, all the workflows, all the checklists that they need to work with a particular type of virtual assistant. And Jeannie, do you want to speak to that since you are the queen of SOPs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think some people take a lot of time finding the right person. Is this going to be a good fit for me? It's just going to be the two of us. Do they know this, that, and the other thing, which is great. And it's obviously very important, but then things kind of don't work out if they don't know how to train them or what they want them to do specifically. You can't hire a virtual assistant and then say, okay, well, you figure it out or you do it for me. They can do some of that, but strategically, you have to be the one who guides them as to what direction your business is going and what your brand looks like and all those details. So yeah, it's so important to not just hire someone and throw a bunch of things at them. But like you said, we have a system and process for how we do things, and now it's proven. So our clients get great results, and it just naturally makes sense to get the person. And also, what are they going to do for you?
Yeah. So if you're thinking about, I have no idea how to create a system or process, when you make a list of the things that you want to delegate, as you're doing those things yourself, start documenting what you do and how you do it. If it's something that you have a prompt for using AI, if there's a certain little pet peeve you have about something, if there's five steps that have to happen in order to upload a video, so to speak, what are those steps? Start documenting what you're doing. That's the foundation of creating your SOPs. And I love that saying, if you do something more than three times that has three steps or more, you need to document it so you can delegate it. But as human beings, we often just want to get things done. And so we don't think about what would it look like, but you could just hit Loom. And as you're doing it, talk out loud what you're doing and why you're doing it. So by creating these videos or documenting in a format that you can hand off to someone, allows them to know what you want done, but not only what you want done, how you want it done and to what your standards are. Because that's the other thing. One, virtual assistants can't read minds. Really sorry, they just can't. They're not mind readers. And we have to set the standard for what the expectation is when we delegate something. This is the standard that I want consistently if you want to get great work consistently. And again, that's something that we learned over the years the hard way. But being able to delegate and to be able to onboard and train someone is probably the most important step. Because in that onboarding process, as you're handing off and going over the SOPs with them, that's where you're really showing them, these are the tasks you'll be doing for me. This is how I want these things done. And this is the expectation of what I want done.
Yeah, and I would even throw in there, this is why I do it this way, because we believe as a business that we want every entrepreneur to be able to have affordable help. What's the background? What's the reason? And then as they learn those type of things, they will pick up and start giving you some input if you invite them to do, which is great. But yeah, you got to get them a starting point. You got to give them a direction. You got to think about, this person's walking in from anywhere. How can I convey what we do, why we do it, how we do it in a simple way that can be repeated? There's a lot. Most times when you have a virtual assistant, they're going to be doing tasks that need to be repeated over and over again, which is probably why you don't like doing them, because they're monotonous.
Yeah. That whole part about telling them why we do what we do. If someone's working for you, whether they're stateside or overseas, you want them to buy into the vision of the company. You want them to see your passion and your belief and why what you do is so important to you. And ideally with our team, we know that they all have a passion for this too. Now that they came on with us, they understood our goal, they understood our mission, and they understand what they're doing contributes to us being able to help other entrepreneurs to start building their own teams. I want to talk about something that it's going to contradict a little bit about what we just said, because what would an interview be if we didn't contradict ourselves, right? A lot of people believe I have to know how to do something in order to delegate it. And that is not always the case. So I'm going to give an example. If you want to start a podcast, you can either go the long road and learn how to do everything yourself and document it and hire someone, or you could work with someone like Jeannie and I or another company where they've already documented everything. So you're buying the SOPs. So you're buying the workflows. You're being taught how to manage the team through those tasks. Remember, we lead people, we manage tasks. And that's why workflows are so important. So I always joke that I couldn't edit a video to save my life, but I can watch a video and tell someone what I like and what I don't like. I don't particularly care for that transition. It felt really jerky. Make it smooth. Or the words on the screen were too big. Make them smaller. I can tell someone what I like and what I dislike creatively without being able to do that. So yes, in one way, you either need to create the SOPs, or you need to work with someone who already has those done and can show you how to manage all the tasks that VA is going to do for you. I firmly believe you don't need to know how to do everything, but you need to understand what's being done and have the structure that you can manage it through. And I think that's two different paths you can take. Do you want to speak to that at all?
I do. I just want to mention that once you put your SOPs in place, or in our case, we give them to you, they're going to change a little bit, and that's okay. You might like something done a particular way, and that's okay. So don't feel like once you write it down or record it or put it somewhere and install it as part of the procedure that it can never, ever change, because everything changes. Social media changes, software changes. We now have AI everywhere and everything, which is great. There's lots of advantages of using that, but that can change as well. So they have to change and evolve with your business. And then you have to look at, how is this doing for me? What's my return on investment? Am I getting closer to my goals? Am I getting closer to my prospects? That environment changes as well, because we're all much more cynical than we used to be. We used to be, back in the day, you'd say, oh, give me your email and I'll send you my newsletter. Nobody wants that anymore. They want just the information they need. They can't be overwhelmed by getting so much information. Things change.
Yeah, which is why we're in the middle of actually redoing both of our large programs. The Marketing VA Advantage has been around 7 years now, and we've done lots of updates to it over the years. But this is the year we're actually starting from scratch and just redoing it and really dialing it in, adding in more AI, adding in more prompts, how we're training the virtual assistants for our clients a little bit differently. The same thing with being a guest on podcast. That program's been around for 4 years. And so we're actually starting starting over, so to speak, and redoing it. Sometimes we go in and do updates when needed, but every now and then I think you need a fresh perspective on what you're doing as far as our programs go, because we want to make sure that our clients get the best results as quickly as possible. And I think that's the other thing when you're thinking about working with your virtual assistant, like Jeannie said, your SOPs may evolve and change a little bit because technology changes. But the reason why our SOPs work is because they're proven. They're being used day after day with our team. So we tweak them a little bit from time to time when it's required. And then we hand off those changes to our clients to say, hey, we changed. This is why. If you're VA and you are working together closely, talk about, is this workflow working? Has anything changed? And add it to the workflow. So for example, let's say AI just came about and you decided that you were going to have your virtual assistant use AI to write the description for your videos. And this is the prompt they're going to use. Add that into the workflow. Don't just say, we're going to do this and do it. Add it into the workflow, because if your virtual assistant leaves, whether they quit, you fire them, they go on maternity leave and decide not to come back, whatever that looks like, you want to make sure that everything is updated to the way you're currently doing it so you can bring someone else on and get them up and running as quickly as possible. And I think what happens is when we think about leadership skills, we think about, it can feel heavy, right? There's all these videos of being a great leader. Our skills develop as we bring on people. When you bring on that first person, again, lead people, manage tasks, your confidence will grow with how you interact with them. There might be a meeting, you get out of a meeting and you think, oh, I wish I'd said that differently, or I should have addressed that more firmly. That's okay. That's how you grow your leadership skills. That's how you get better and better at working with your team and growing your team. Is everything we do, we always ask, could we have done it differently or better? And that's something that we've always done, and we stick with that because we want to make sure that our team is given everything they need to be successful with high expectations. And at the same time, we want to make sure that we're leading that using as little of our time as possible. The whole goal of hiring is to free your time up to work on the things that are really going to turn the business around or build the business or wherever you are in this process to make it really profitable. You started a business because you're really great at something and you're passionate about it, but then all of a sudden you realize you're spending all of your time doing your bookkeeping, editing videos, like all these other things. And sometimes we continue to do those because they're safe rather than following up with the client or going out networking or whatever that looks like for you. It's easy to stay hidden in the safe task, all the tasks that need to be done, rather than actually pushing your business forward and making more sales. And I can tell you, I think everyone's guilty of that, Jeannie.
Yeah, there's a lady who's a programmer in, and she calls it procrastibranding, because you can just sit there and tweak it a little bit, tweak the colors a little bit, move this around. You could do that over and over again. And I always say this, I think it was Pixar who said, our movies are never finished, they're released. So at some point you have to say, good enough is good enough. And we want you to say that earlier rather than later, because having someone come on board, and I want to talk a little bit about what Kirsten mentioned, which is confidence. And yes, you're going to be nervous. Yes, you're going to be scared. Yes, you're going to be put in a position of being in charge, but it's going to change your life. It's going to change your personality. It's going to change your business. That confidence really does grow. And not only that, but now you have somebody who's holding you accountable, which is a lot of what we tend to do, especially solopreneurs. You can just keep pushing things off that you don't really want to do because you don't want to do them. And that's just common nature. That's what we want. That's what we all want to do. But the important thing is to move forward. And you can't always do that if you are stuck in the day-to-day tasks.
Yeah, and I think that's where the standards come in. If we tell our team we're going to get them something, we get it to them right away because we have the same expectation of them. So when Jeannie talks about the accountability, as leaders, we hold ourselves accountable to lead by example, right? So we're not perfect. So our team knows if you've asked us for something and we haven't gotten it to you in 24 hours, message us back. Maybe you got lost, just got pushed down the email list or whatever. So they know to reach back out if we haven't delivered something. But we hold ourselves accountable to getting things to them as quickly as possible so that they can do their jobs. And I think that does change how you feel about yourself. And when Jeannie talks about confidence, I guess when we first started doing this, that was the thing that surprised me so much. I didn't expect so many people to talk about how much more confident they felt now that they have a virtual assistant. And you don't have to hire someone full-time. You don't even have to hire someone part-time with the market with Love Your Profit, which is our bookkeeping program where we pair bookkeepers with clients. It's amazing when someone says, you know what? My bookkeeper only works for me 5 to 6 hours hours a month, but I actually feel like a real business owner now. I'm really excited for that monthly meeting where I'm reviewing my profit and loss statement, my balance sheet, and I'm really learning to understand financially what's going on in my business, and I'm making better decisions. So again, hiring doesn't mean full-time. It doesn't even mean part-time. It may just mean a few hours a month. And again, with someone like a professional bookkeeper, they're professional bookkeepers. So you're not writing SOPs for how they do the bookkeeping. That's really managed a lot through software and things like that. But you are setting the standards that this is our monthly meeting. This is what I expect us to review each month in our meeting. Here's how I want you to reach out to me if you have questions. So everything is very formatted so that everything gets done consistently. And I think that's the other thing that makes hiring a really productive team member versus hiring someone that's not productive, is if that person is constantly in communication with you, it's sucking away your time to do other things. So when there's a system and process in place and everyone's really well trained, there's not all this back and forth. And I think that's also the importance of consistently having at least a weekly meeting with most of the people on your team. Bookkeepers, most of our clients only meet with them weekly if they're in the middle of getting their chart of accounts set up and are getting everything updated. But once everyone's updated and their chart of accounts are done, that just goes to a monthly meeting because that's more than enough to review your finances. So meetings, systems and processes, setting standards, and we lead by showing how we want the standards, how we interact. What else, Jeannie? What else do you think can make someone successful within the hiring system or process?
The only thing I would add to that is don't be afraid. And if you need to, have somebody, a friend, a fellow business owner. If you come into our program, we have meetings every month. Get somebody there to just help you through the beginning of that process, but don't let fear stop you. That's what I have to say. Kirsten, I want to ask you this. Do you think that people need to hire a whole team right at once? Or do you think just hiring one person can make a difference?
I think just hiring one person can make a difference. And you don't want to overwhelm yourself. A lot of people wait till they're crazy busy to hire, and that's the worst time to hire. Let's use bookkeeping again as an example. If you do your own bookkeeping, but it gets behind and it's always stressing you out, it's always eating away at your energy and it's eating away at your confidence, start with something like a bookkeeper. Again, it's a few hours a month, but having that first person on your team will change everything. Or if maybe you love doing your bookkeeping and you're rocking it, but maybe you've been thinking about, I want to be a guest on podcast or I want to start a podcast. I feel like those types of jobs are fantastic for outsourcing because it allows you to show up and deliver great content, whether you're interviewing as the host or you're being interviewed, you get to show up and do that part of the job. You don't have to do everything on the back end. I'm not calling around to book my interviews. I'm not uploading my headshots. I'm not doing all of that when I get booked on podcasts. My virtual assistant does that. Or for example, with this particular episode that we're doing today, we'll upload it and the team will take over. So it'll be edited. It'll be uploaded. SEO will be done. YouTube's best practices will be done. It'll be shipped off to Spotify and Apple. All the social media to market the episode will be done. Those are the types of things that I think can eat away at our time. Although they are safe, it's safer than getting out having conversations. The more time we can spend doing the forward-facing things like hosting a podcast, being interviewed on a podcast, going to a networking group, following up with a sales call you had last week. The more time we can spend doing things that are going to actually create revenue, the faster our businesses will grow. And that's ultimately the goal.
Yeah. So that just one person I can remember from my own experience is one of the things I kept telling Kirsten, was my mentor at the time, my coach. And I kept telling her, I feel like I can't get it all done. And I kept blaming myself, saying I must be disorganized. There must be some sort of organizational structure that I'm missing that can make all the difference. But really, it turned out I was only one person and I couldn't do it all. So hiring someone to do my bookkeeping was the first thing that I did because I'm not interested in doing the numbers. I wanted to do the creative stuff. I wanted to do the marketing. I wanted to do the other things in my business. And so I didn't realize how much that was weighing me down and until I gave it to someone else. And all of a sudden, coming into my desk and looking that pile of receipts, I didn't have to feel the guilt and shame because I knew I was giving that to someone who was quite happily putting it together properly. I felt like this huge responsibility was lifted off my shoulders and I actually felt more creative. I felt like that space, that pressure was gone. And now it was like, oh, I don't have to worry about that now. Oh, okay. Now I can put my energy into something else, something that's going to move my business forward. Just that one hire can make all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I will leave with this since we just ended talking about bookkeeping. We do have a masterclass. You can find that at lessmathmoremoney.com. So if outsourcing your bookkeeping might be something you're interested in, we teach that live. Just go to lessmathmoremoney.com and sign up for it. We host it twice a month and you can get a feeling for what it would look like to have a bookkeeping virtual assistant for just 9 hours taking care of your finances for you. So thank you guys for being here. We will see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.